So the Alhambra, right now the exterior is lovely.
It is.
And I think that it's generated a lot of synergy and excitement in the neighborhood. So what's going on inside the theater?
Inside the theater, it is essentially an empty shell. There's literally nothing inside of there except for some brick walls and a floor. So while the exterior looks like functional and beautiful, there's still a very long way to go to bring it up to code and to get to the point where we can host events inside. So yes, it has created a buzz in the neighborhood to the point where people think that it's almost done. So we take every opportunity that we can to open the doors to the theater and let people walk in and see actually what we are dealing with.
So is there a timeline or a process in mind for when we might be able to see some upgrades going on inside of the theater?
We still have quite a bit of fundraising to do before we can make any move to take another step towards the renovation process. So what we're hoping to do this coming year is get some grants written, do a lot of fundraising, partner with as many other local businesses and nonprofits in the area that we feel we can partner with them to try to get the word out that we are still working on this, even if it's not open. I just hope that that energy, like you said, the synergy of seeing that exterior being done, I hope that energy doesn't lapse into misinformation about it being closed.
Is there a dollar amount that you're short of or that you're looking to raise before you move forward?
I'm new to the board, so I'll give you what I think, but this isn't written in stone. From my understanding, we still need about 1.35 to 1.5 million in order to get it up to code. And that's simply to allow people to host events inside the building. That does not include any equipment for actually running a theater or the cinema or other events that we hope to have.
Oh, still a ways to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not unheard of, though. I've done a lot of research on other theaters, and their capital campaigns run anywhere from 500,000 all the way up to 25 million. So what we're looking at is definitely not unheard of.
Sure. Well, and it seems like there's back to that energy in the neighborhood. There's a lot of desire to see that happen because it seems like that theater is at the core of the artists who live in the surrounding neighborhood. That is, that's the center of it all.
Yeah, I think there was some U of E students who recently did a market research survey in the area, looking at the way local businesses marketed themselves. But they did a lot of interviews with local businesses and residents, and many of them pointed to the theater saying, "That's our key. We need that open in order to help attract business into this neighborhood."
Well, and it seems like right now there's a lot of things kind of falling into place that could make it more promising. You've got the convention hotel that will be just a few blocks away. The acquisition of vacant plots in the neighborhood. It seems like maybe people are going back to that direction.
I think so. I actually live in the Arts District as well. I own a house out here, and I've been down here for about 4 or 5 years now, in this neighborhood. And I believe that what I've seen in the past few years are people are starting to come together. They're starting to meet their neighbors a little bit more because there has been a lot of changes. The neighborhood has seen a lot of commotion, shall we say, houses being raised, ordinances being put in place to make sure that, we're all standing behind what they consider to be an arts district, signage and things, Old Town stepping in and doing all of the amazing things that they're doing with the Sunday markets over the summer. I'm starting to see the community coming back together and saying, you know what, we really do have the same vision. We have the desire to see these things happen in this area. So how do we go about doing it?
Well, and it sounds like there's a lot of, maybe, are they disjointed, just different initiatives going on? Like, I know there is one group that is working on like a marketing of the neighborhood or even cultural districts around the city. Are you involved with that at all?
I have heard of it. I am not fully aware of what their mission is. I know that they would like to set up a cultural district in the downtown of Evansville, the core of the city, meaning like Franklin Street would have be its own cultural district, and Glenwood would have its cultural district. So I know I'm familiar with it, but I don't really know the details. But, and that's that, you know, you brought up a good point. It's slightly disjointed. But I think that there are, we're finally coming into our own as far as, okay, we've seen a lot of changes lately. Where do we all stand? Let's start talking to each other again. Let's let bygones, if we had disagreements in the past, let's let those go. How do we start, or how do we continue our mission with the help of everyone else? Mm-hmm. How do we reach our goal? And what is our goal? So we're getting to it. It's just taken a little time.
Well, who do you see as really taking like a leadership stance in, you know, the Arts District neighborhood? Is it the Community Foundation? Is it the Alhambra? Who's really leading the charge?
That's a very good question, and I don't know if there's an answer to it yet. We're still kind of looking around and seeing what we have to work with, what our assets are, which there are several in the area. I think the Alhambra is it. Again, I'm new to the board, but from just being in the neighborhood for a while, I've seen the Alhambra as being the leaders. But there are very, very important other organizations such as Funk in the City, Inc. You know, they've done some great things. They've kept it going. We've got the Arts Council right down the street, and they've done wonderful things trying to bring neighborhood people in, as well as all of Southwest Indiana, and marketing their skills. So I could see the Alhambra just in the way that it's formed being that go-to, because they do take so many different people from so many different walks of life, and trying to make a space that is specifically designed for the community's use and that neighborhood's use.
So the vision of the neighborhood, which actually before, I can't even make an assumption what the vision is. Why don't you tell me, tell me what you would like to see happen in this neighborhood?
That's a very complicated question.
Yeah.
Because there are so many different visions that so many people have for the neighborhood. While we have a lot of assets down here already, I think there is a small lack of communication amongst the different businesses and organizations. You know, where we're going through this process of working together and talking to each other and finding out what each other's vision is. But I would love to see an area where people can walk the streets and see public art, not have to pay to get into a gallery, have a live show happening on the weekends.
What needs to happen? Simply, I mean, there's probably a million things, but what's one thing that needs to happen for that vision to start happening? Is it just more foot traffic? Is it what does the Arts District need to provide the arts?
I think that ultimately what we need is for people to commit. We need people to decide to be a part of something. Rather than saying they and them, why don't we start saying we and us? Because ultimately, that's the only way we're all going to be able to get something done. For a while, I was just an individual. I wasn't a member of any organization. I didn't speak for anyone except for myself, which was really nice. It had its perks. But I came to the realization that I had these complaints about the neighborhood that I live in, but ultimately, I really like it down here. And if I have small complaints, why don't I try to fix them? So I became a part of the neighborhood, and I'm trying to inspire others to fix what they can or fix what they see as a problem and take ownership in your spaces and learn to work with what you have rather than complaining about what you're lacking.